Spokesmen for NOAA and our other weather sources say the current El Nino is showing signs of weakening. Well, most of us will be glad when it's gone. All the bad storms we've had since last summer are said to be the result of that weather system. Much more than just heavy rains and winds, how many lives have been shattered by floods and tornadoes in the last 9 months? Most, if not all, are said to be the effects of the current El Nino. The last 10 days of March saw two storms that brought up to 30 inches of rain in just 2 or 3 days. Houses, yes, but that one in March destroyed crops just up and growing, and thousands of acres of farmland still underwater. So what now? La Nina, that's the trend that creates dry conditions. And that's really the one that hurts farmers. And that's AgriView for today. Everett Greiner, Southeast AgNet.